Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Natalie DeLapp for community comment. Last month, I had the pleasure of taking a 2,000-mile road trip up the Oregon and Washington coast, across the Olympic Peninsula, out to Mount Rainier, down the Cascade Mountains, and home to Eureka. All of this, of course, before the fires broke out. We spent several days lingering up the Oregon coastline, marveling at the level of coastal-based infrastructure, tourism accommodations, and fun things to do for families and kids, like catching crabs off the pier. And if the family was unsuccessful, they could buy a live crab and have it cooked right there for them. So many camping accommodations, folks in RVs with dune buggies out enjoying the dunes. Our perception was that the Humboldt Coast was sorely lacking in infrastructure compared to the Oregon coast. We did not find the Washington coast as exciting as Oregon's, but Olympic National Park was gorgeous, as was Port Townsend's revitalized timber town and art scene. We enjoyed spending time on Whidbey Island fishing for salmon. And then as we cruised down Interstate 5, we decided to stop at Mount Rainier National Park, which is hands down one of the world's most beautiful mountains. Despite all of this traveling and coming in contact with people, I am pleased to say everybody was wearing masks and pleasant, but keeping their social distance. We stopped at Mount St. Helens and witnessed a mountain recovered 40 years after one of the most catastrophic volcanic explosions in U.S. history. The day we made it home was the day the fire started in California. Through all of this, I feel blessed to have seen the beauty of our forested Pacific Northwest. Seeing fishing towns and logging towns incorporate art and music and tourism in many interesting and unique ways. I thought more people from the Pacific Northwest need to be coming to our redwoods to enjoy the atmosphere, the cool climate refuge away from the heat and smoke. I wondered how Eureka's harbor and bay could be developed to better accentuate its assets. I was reminded of the sheer number of vacant storefronts that line Old Town compared to what I saw in these other rural places. I wondered how, through effective city planning, we could build up our local infrastructure to more fully embrace the possibility of increased family-friendly tourism while still honoring our working harbor heritage. These are all just musing thoughts, but they're sitting with me as I look at the candidates running for Eureka City Council. What is the vision for our town? How are we going to encourage development that truly benefits our region? As we all know, we have some significant decisions ahead of us in the upcoming elections, but let's not forget about Eureka and what is going to be best for our future. This has been Natalie DeLapp for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.